7:23 on a Thursday morning. Joining us now in studio, we have a couple of folks from the organization Believe That. We have Sam Daly and Jessica Seawich. Good morning, you two. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Braving. I guess the weather is really not that bad now. You caught us at a good time. But, it's on the way, as is a big event, the grand event,
yes,
which is put on by Believe It. And Jessica, you're one of the organizers of the event.
Yes.
That's coming up, what, tomorrow night?
Yes, it is.
Tell us about it.
Friday the 13th.
Oh, man, I didn't even realize that.
You're going to make it lucky. Yeah, our event is tomorrow night. Doors open at 6:30. We have from when the doors open until 8, we have a silent auction that's mm-hmm. going to be going on. We have a 50-50 raffle. From about 8 to 8:30, we're going to be doing a program on Believe It,
mm-hmm.
recognizing some of the foster families that we have in the program right now, and just highlighting some of the reasons why we're doing this event.
All right.
And then after that, we're going to be moving to listen to Bernie King and the Guilty Pleasures Band.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
We'll have more on the event coming up in just a moment or so. Sam, I want to turn things over to you. For those who are not familiar with Believe It, you've been around for a few years now. Tell us what the organization is about, how you got started, kind of a thumbnail history of it.
Sure. Well, Believe It, we just created this name by taking the word believe and the word veteran,
mm-hmm.
and we combined them to trademark and the name Believe It. Canine Service Partners is our full name, and Believe It trains service dogs for disabled military veterans. We give them away free of charge, and we train these dogs to help our disabled veterans that suffer from war and combat related injuries such as post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injuries, mobility restrictions, and our dogs help mitigate the symptoms that they suffer.
Well, I think we have all seen and heard a different some anecdotal evidence and also probably some scientific evidence as well about what that means. I mean, boy, it's hard to quantify the job that these dogs do for the veterans that they are, you know, supposed to be serving. Just, boy, heartwarming stories.
Absolutely. So, like I say, the dogs mitigate the symptoms, especially of post-traumatic stress. So the number one concern that the dogs help mitigate is nightmare interruption. So many veterans suffer from traumatic, vivid, near-death kind of dreams. And many times their caregivers, their family members, can actually be fearful of them as mm-hmm. they're going through that experience. The dog is just a game to the dog. When they understand the episode is happening through the noise and the activity, they'll actually go and pull all the bedding off the bed, and they'll turn on a light switch and help wake up that person from that experience so that family members can then feel more comfortable. That's one of the main things.
Mm-hmm.
Covering their back, you know. Our men and women in uniform oftentimes enjoy the teamwork and the confidence that they have with their units as they are, serving their country. When they come home, sometimes it's not as easy, and they wonder who really has their back if it came down to it. And so the dog provides that calming effect. If the dog is not worried about a situation, they can see that and they realize, well, maybe I can also not worry about this situation. They're a lot less likely to be startled because the dog is certainly aware of what's going on around them. And as one of our clients says, if my dog's in, I'm in.
You know, folks, for the listeners out there, you think, okay, we got a puppy, and we taught him how to sit and go to the bathroom outside. This is the training that these dogs go through is so much more intense than you would just a regular household pet. Give us a little bit of what that experience is like for the trainer and the dog.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would like to say, too, that we could not do this without this generous community, without our volunteer staff, without our foster families, and certainly our skilled trainers. But these dogs will go through between 12 and 18 months of training, and then they'll complete a 120-hour training course with the disabled veteran client. before they are cleared, you know, to be service dogs and to provide that service for the rest of their lives. So the training, it's mostly positive reinforcement. We train in the community a lot. You may see us at the Target store. You may see us at Menards, at the Dundas Dome or at the St. Olaf campus. But we get out quite a bit because we can't train these skills for their these dogs for their public access skills without training in public.
How long of training process is that for the dog?
Yeah, so it could be easily 12 to 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
And if we start with a puppy, they usually have to have a foster family, which is how the local families really contribute to our program. They'll raise the puppy in a family environment rather than in our training center, for example. And they do things like, you know, teach the basic skills of sit, stay, come, and potty training and all those important things. And then as the dog reaches 6 months or a little older, we will get the dog in for their actual service skill training, which will take another several-month period. So these dogs, they work for a living. They love what they do. It's many aspects of it are a big game to them, even though they're serious issues for their handlers.
Mm-hmm. And that's how many, you know, dogs go through this? You'd mentioned the foster families and the job that they do. And how many dogs? Is there a huge demand for this? How widespread are you? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Right. So by using the Veterans Administration's own numbers, there are 21,000 veterans within a 250-mile radius of Northfield who are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And those are just the ones we know about. So, of course, there are probably many others which, for one reason or another, are not diagnosed. So there is a huge demand for this. Of course, we donate the dogs free of charge. So we still have incurred the expense of training them and providing them because of the benefit to the community and the benefit to their families, and how it mitigates the, you know, the symptoms for people who have sacrificed and served our country.
Now let's move into the fundraiser that's happening tomorrow night. This is a big fundraiser for you. How do you have many fundraisers over the course of the year? Is this the big one, the grand event?
You want to talk on that? It certainly is the biggest event for our local community because we definitely want to show our appreciation for the community and how much support and really tolerance too that they show as we, you know, train our dogs in their businesses and their community. And so it's really big for us because it's a way to say thank you to the community. It's a really fun event. I mean, dogs, music, fun, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so there are games to play, and there are raffles to participate in, and we'll do a program which many people find moving, and it's a serious issue we talk about, but really we appreciate the community, and it's important to do this one locally.
And we've had a tremendous response from the community as far as stepping forward to helping us out with this event. We have some event sponsors that have stepped forward. Taylor Truckline, Hartman Insurance, Mulligan's Landscaping, Jurek Sod Farms. The Grand has been fantastic in supporting us as well. So we've seen a tremendous outpouring from the community already.
All right. Those sponsors are just huge to have, and they can't be replaced. You didn't mention dogs are going to be there.
And lots of dogs.
Lots of dogs. You know, I've been to several of your events in the past, and the dogs always make a huge impression because they're so well-behaved. They're so focused on their job. You want to, you know, pet them and have them jump all over you and stuff. Not the case. And these dogs are really focused on what they do. They're very, very impressive.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And we're going to have some young dogs, too, which are certainly not finished working dogs by any means.
Okay.
And so one of the events we're going to have is a Guess the Breed. So we're going to bring our mixed breed dogs because we do adopt a lot of dogs from shelters and rescues. These are not purebred dogs. These are homeless dogs that need a place anyway. Mm-hmm. And so we evaluate them and train them for our program, and we're going to have a Guess the Breed game. So as we bring these mixed breed dogs around, we have a prize, of course.
All right. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
See if you know your dog breeds.
Yeah.
Go through, Jessica, again, what's going on tomorrow night. What time do the doors open?
Doors open at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
The event itself is from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
So a short amount of time to have a lot of fun. So when doors open at 6:30, we'll be, as you walk in, it'll be a silent auction. We'll be selling some raffle tickets. We'll have merchandise there, Believe It merchandise to sell. Light appetizers, drinks, of course. Games upstairs going on. So it'll be action-packed, and then the program will be from about 8 o'clock to 8:30. And then after that, it's going to be listening to the band.
Yeah, and Pretty King and Guilty Pleasures. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun. That's a good band. That's
yes.
a real good band. So once again, that's tomorrow night at the Grand. Tickets, will they be available at the door? Do you get them in advance?
Free admission.
Free admission. You can't beat that.
But donations are strongly encouraged.
All right. Well, it sounds like a great deal, a lot of fun. So come on out to the Grand. Once again, it's tomorrow night. Doors open at 6:30. 7 o'clock is when the things get underway. Anything else about Believe It or the event tomorrow night?
Well, we certainly stress the dogs. You know, we appreciate we couldn't do this without the beautiful dogs either. Community support with our volunteers and our foster families is so important. But really, this comes down to the veterans, the people that have served our country that need our help. And we are effective in helping them. And this is just a great event to see that in action.
All right. It is a wonderful event. And we encourage everybody to go. Once again, free, just a goodwill donation. Thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. And best of luck. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
That's Jessica Seawich and Sam Daly. Once again, the organization is Believe It. The event is at the Grand Event Center tomorrow night, starting doors open at 6:30 and starting at 7.